Attention shoppers, the British are coming. The giant retailer Tesco plans to open several dozen grocery stores in California, Arizona, and Nevada. And it's hoping to go nationwide in the U.S., as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Many American shoppers have never heard of Tesco, but it's one of the biggest grocery companies in the world, bringing up $85 billion in annual sales. It's by far the most popular supermarket in its home country, the UK.
It's the variety of goods that are available, really.
I guess in terms of supermarkets, it is just convenient to just go to one shop and pick everything up.
It's the variety of goods they have here and also the low prices that they can afford to have because they're such big companies.
Now, Tesco's hoping to break into the fiercely competitive American market.
This seems to be a place where if you can get things right for customers, you'll be rewarded for it and you can actually grow your business quite fast.
That's Simon Ewens, Chief Marketing Officer for Tesco's U.S. venture. He says the company's worked very hard to get things right for American customers. Other European retailers have tried and failed to crack the market, but Tesco has done its homework.
We went into people's homes and we talked to them about what they eat, where they get their shopping from, and then we went and poked around in their pantries and their refrigerators to find out what they actually had in there.
Tesco also had customers keep diaries of what they ate and where they bought their groceries. What they found was American shopping habits have grown increasingly complex. Retail consultant George Whalen says many people now visit two or three different stores to find all the items on their shopping list.
It used to be that the average grocery shopper was very predictable. They shopped in the grocery store once a week. They went to the same grocery store, did the same things. As food stores, period, have broadened their offerings, it is not uncommon for a customer to shop at Costco, to shop at a Vons, and also stop at a Trader Joe's for specific kinds of things.
Tesco's audacious goal is to fill all those needs. Fresh produce like a Whole Foods, low prices and packaged goods like a supermarket, and ready-to-eat meals like a takeout restaurant, all in a compact neighborhood store only about three times the size of a 7-Eleven. Marketing professor Rajiv Lal of Harvard Business School says those ready-to-eat meals may be one of Tesco's biggest attractions. He says the company's UK stores offer a wider variety of prepared food than most US supermarkets, and that should do well with busy American shoppers.
If you go to Tesco at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and ask yourself, you know, what can I eat tonight? You can pick up stuff that you would find appetizing, that you would find healthy, and will not cost you too much. In fact, there are people in the UK who probably live off Tesco prepared foods for several days in the week.
Tesco also offers a club card, like many American supermarkets. But retail consultant Whalen says Tesco is more sophisticated in using the card to study its customers' buying habits.
If you buy a certain brand of beer, you buy baby products or a cat food, they're going to target you with offers and coupons and things like that on a regular basis. And they've been very good at mining that database and targeting their customer with offers.
Tesco plans to open its first 20 to 30 stores by year's end in San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. So far, though, Ewan says the company's built only one prototype, and it's shrouded in secrecy inside an L.A. warehouse.
It's our customers we want to find out exactly what it's like rather than tip off our competitors or whatever beforehand. I mean, it's not as if we landed from Mars. It is a food store. But nevertheless, it is quite different from anything that's currently around.
One savvy shopper is already sold. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett disclosed last year his Berkshire Hathaway company has bought a large block of Tesco stock. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.